Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from Metro Recent. Hello?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Right, so I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Just wanted to ask you a couple important questions about issues facing the children of Boston and schools in your area, sir.
Okay.
Or how many children do you have currently attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this school year?
Sir, I don't think I'm good for the survey. I'm a college student. I'm a freshman.
You're an adult?
I mean, legally, yes, but I shouldn't be having kids at my age, so, you know.
Right, of course, but do you have nieces or nephews? You know, somebody in the area that you might, you know, you care about and would, you know, it's important to you what they're doing at school with and things like that.
Yeah, there's someone like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we could, you know, we could talk about that and your experience with them. I mean, somebody you know, that's close to your family. You obviously care about them and you want to them to see them well at school, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, we could do that. So what do you have, like a nephew, a niece, and how old, or what grade are they in?
It's a nephew, and I believe, we haven't talked in a while, but I believe he is in fifth grade this year.
Okay, fifth grade. So it would be one then. Perfect. Let's see. Now, which of the following best describes the school that is it he or she?
He.
Okay, so which of the following best describes the school that he attends the current school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school?
It's one of the district publics.
Oh, excellent. So, what is your age, not your nephew's, your age?
My age, I'm 19.
19, perfect, thank you. And how do you describe your gender? Man, woman, binary?
Male, I'm a male, 100% male.
Thank you, sir. And your ethnicity, your race?
Asian,
just Asian, no, not mixed with anything else?
Okay. Yeah, pure blood Asian.
Cool. And thinking specifically of your nephew, who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade? You said fifth, right? Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. So, as a reminder, the Boston school system, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system? Are you very satisfied?
Yeah.
Somewhat?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
satisfied or dissatisfied?
I mean, yeah. I say I'm satisfied because I took my school, I took my education not in Boston. I took it overseas, but from what I'm hearing from my nephew, everything's going well, and I'm looking at the work he's doing, and it looks like it's really helping him. So yeah, I'd be very satisfied with his work right now.
And that's really nice of you to be on top of your nephew. That's really, I have nephews too that they look at me as a really close, you know, almost like their dad. So it's nice to know that people actually, you know, care about their family. So would you say somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
I'd be very satisfied with the system, yeah.
Thank you, sir. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your nephew's school was graded the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school?
Well, this, I wouldn't exactly say it's fair of me to say because I haven't gone to his school as much recently. I stopped last. However, I would, based off my memory, I believe I would raise it about a B. There's definitely some aspect. There's great aspects about it, but it could definitely be better.
Okay, I see. Thanks for that. So how about Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall? How would you grade the Boston Public Schools?
Oh, that I don't know. Am I? Can we skip this question? I only know my nephew's school.
Okay.
So, unfortunately.
All right, we'll go ahead and do that. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the public schools in Boston?
Well, let's see here. Let's look at. All right. This isn't exactly my personal opinion. It's more my family.
Uh-huh.
My family's general opinion on this. We believe she's doing a good. Yeah.
So,
we believe she's doing a good.
A through F.
A through what?
Through F. A, B, C, D. Like at school. Yeah.
Sorry. Right. Yeah. We're sitting in my scale. Okay. Based off my family's comments and my own personal opinion, I believe we would raise her an A.
As an A? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to its commitment? Very well? Somewhat well? Not too well? Or not at all?
Okay. I'd say, from what I'm seeing, I'd say it's living up to that statement really well.
Okay. So would it be fair to say your opinion is very well?
Yes, very well.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
I mean, not me, since while I do care about my cousin, I'm not exactly the least. That's another person. While I do care about my nephew, I don't have legal guardianship of him. It's more my aunt.
If I read you the question one more time, I think you could get a better grasp on your opinion. It says, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that partner with the community, families, and students. So basically, it does refer to you, and your opinion is it matters too, because you're part of their family, right?
Yeah, I'm more invested in my own university stuff, but
right.
So I can't really say much on that front, but. From what I'm
you're actually every one of these. You're a student, you're a family member, and you're part of the community.
yeah, and it's kind of tricky. Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, whatever your opinion is, I respect that, and I'm not here to you know, really, my opinion, it doesn't matter. My job is to try to make sure that we have a clear understanding of the question, and that so whatever you say is what counts. So,
yeah, okay. Right. In that case, I haven't heard anything from my nephew's school at all, unfortunately. It's mostly me taking a look at his work and using my personal experience to help guide him through it. But other than that,
what about your view as the community, though? Like, say from the community standpoint, because that's also part of their slogan, or
okay, well, from not an individual but a community standpoint, then from that standpoint, I would say yes, they are reaching out to they're reaching out to my sister-in-law and everyone, they're reaching out to my sister-in-law, my brother, and yeah, they're just taking good care of everything. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that. So the question is, in your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Based off that interpretation, I'd say they're partnering very well.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And then if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, pick up to two. So we have parents, teachers, students, superintendents, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, Or you can, or some other group can also be.
No,
if you specifically
it's
know.
I'm thinking because I definitely feel like they're focusing on students, but the other group, that's going to be difficult. Based off my personal interpretation, I'd say they're focusing on students and the local community.
Okay, excellent. And next question. How engaged do you want to be with your nephew's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged.
Somewhat. I'm somewhat engaged. I'm not exactly there by him anymore. So, you know, university work. But my sister-in-law or my brother would sometimes send me their work, and you know, I visit on the weekends, and you know, I just be like sort of the cool uncle who comes over
and
plays and helps grade work. But yeah, I'd say somewhat.
Yeah, I've had those type of situations in my family, and it's always nice to know when people care about you. You know, especially for somebody young growing up, it's important for them to feel cared, that somebody cares, and it motivates them. So that's congrats to you for keeping up with that. And so, how engaged would you feel the Boston school system enables you to be with your nephew's education?
I feel like the Boston Public Schools allow me to be as engaged as I can with my nephew, so I'd say very.
Excellent. And so as a parent of a student in Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? And you'd say strongly or somewhat disagree, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
So my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Strongly agree.
Okay, perfect. And then the communications I receive from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the Boston Public School Systems makes me feel welcome.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Strongly agree.
Perfect. Thank you. Moving on, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned. As far as I can tell, it's all smiles from him.
Cool. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System?
I've heard some stuff about it, but
okay.
I don't have any details.
We have a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all.
Not much.
Okay, so not very much. Would that be fair? Okay.
Yeah, not very much.
As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with a considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS?
Nothing at all.
So, okay, there is nothing at all. So, I got that. As you may know, the Green, well, by the way, we're more than about three quarters of the way through, and I don't want to take too much of your time either. I'll try to read fast. So,
yeah.
As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? So the first one would be renovating some schools. Do you strongly support or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay, perfect. Modernizing some schools.
Also strongly support.
Closing some schools.
Somewhat against.
Okay, somewhat opposed. And merging some schools.
Also somewhat against.
Okay, so you're against that, strongly opposed?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So how would you rate your condition or your nephew's condition at this child's school? What kind of condition, how would you rate the condition of the school? Great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
I'd say it's a good condition.
Good condition. Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, would your child's school be affected by plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
How familiar are you with the history of the school integration and the busing in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar to not at all familiar?
That's something I'm not at all familiar with.
Okay, not at all familiar. Okay, as you may know, in 1974, court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And do any of your children or your nephews attend the BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No, I don't think he does.
Okay. And how have you observed any ongoing efforts with the Boston public school systems to address the impacts of racism and segregation?
Wait, that's the thing. Sorry.
I can read it again, no problem. Have you observed...
No, I heard the question. I didn't realize that was a problem. I didn't notice it. But I mean, if I didn't notice it, I'd assume it's doing a good job. But from my perspective, I don't know much about it.
Okay, I could put that. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about ways the Boston school, Boston public schools, could work against a long term impacts of racism and segregation. Do you think they should do more or less, or are they doing the right amount?
I feel like they're doing the right amount. I feel like they're doing the right amount so far.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's an answer on the chart. Do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And we're almost done. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethical backgrounds with your child's school changed over the past few years?
I think it increased. Yeah, I think it increased.
So there are more now. There are fewer now. There has been no change. So there are more now?
Okay. Yes, there are more now.
Last few questions, sir, are for statistical purposes only. Does your child have an individual education plan, sometimes called the IEP?
Okay, that I do not know.
Okay.
That's for his mother to decide. And
that'll work. Okay. So does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No, he's very proficient in English.
Okay, perfect. And what languages are spoken regularly, sorry about that, at home?
All right, let's see. Okay, this is going to be a really interesting one.
English? Yeah, is it English? Okay. You do all of them, English, everyone that apply.
Yeah. English, Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and French.
French. English, Chinese, or French. Okay. Okay, and then let's see. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I moved from overseas to here, but I believe my brother. I moved from overseas, but my nephew has been here since birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you moved from somewhere else. There's a question for you. Thank you.
I came from overseas.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah. How long have you lived in the city of Boston?
Give or take about 2 years.
2 years? Okay. 1 to 4 years would be right. Okay. What is the last year of school that you have completed? So I was assuming high school?
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently working on my undergraduate degree, but yeah.
Okay, but it says here also, some college, but less than 2 years of college, some college, 2 years or more, with a or more associate's degree.
Less than two years of college right now.
Okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? I'm just going to say some categories out there, and you just tell me where to stop. So we're going to start with 25 to less than 35, 35 to less than 50. We got 50 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to less than 100,000, 100,000. Okay.
Yes, that's 70 to about 100,000. That's the range we're in.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm still here.
Okay, just making sure we're still there. So you said 75 to less than 100, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir, so this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time. You know, your opinion does matter, whether it's for all the children. And good luck in your studies. I hope that you are successful as soon as possible. Get all your classes and go through all the, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Be on track, right, with your schedule. And congrats on being a good uncle. You have a wonderful night, sir.
All right. You too, man.
Bye-bye. Yeah.